and all here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. It is a beautiful night for soccer here at Stewart Field today as your men's Scarlet Hawks men's soccer team is set to take on the Ripon College Redhawks. Good evening, everybody. Ryan Fahey, Josh Filo, Chris Hamilton with you here as both teams now are lined up at midfield right now for the starting lineups. As today, Ripon College comes in with a record of 2-2. And Illinois Tech with an overall record of 0-4. But Josh, this men's soccer team overall having a couple of bumps in the way. They should have had some victories, but you know they were looking to get back on track here at home tonight.
That's right. They are 0-4, Fahey, but they've been close games. They've been 2-1, 2-1, 3-2. So they've been close games throughout the season. You know, so they're just gotta get over that hump. I'm going to see if they can do it tonight. They've only had three goals. I'm sorry, it was 2-1, 2-1. They've only had three goals scored all season, 35 shots. That's not the best percentage. They got to try and, you know, get that percentage up.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, that's what they're looking for, a lot more offense that goes in the back of the net. But we'll pause right now for the national anthem. And on the side of Ripon College, they are coached by Zach Hershoff, the head men's soccer coach for the Redhawks. And his starting 11 goes as follows. In goal, number one, Jimmy Amadio. And then numerically it goes Cameron Green, number three. Number four, Max Mendolia. Number six, Corey Beecher. Number seven, Logan Wright. Number nine, Emenike Ume, along with number 10, Paul Carls, who was the conference player of the week last week. The 5'9 sophomore getting that honor. Zach Carlson, number 13. Zach Tillman, number 14. Rex Schultz on defense, number 21. And number 22 to round it off is Grant Kowalski. And on the side for your Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks, their starting 11 will go as follows. As in goal, it'll be number 0 in the back of the net in his second year from Orland Park, Illinois. Anastasios Manalos, or as they like to call him, Tasho. And then Liam Sampson also starting along with Noah Griffin. And you'll hear a halftime interview about him later on. And number 8, Mazen Al-Hurani, also starting at midfield. Nori Honda also there in the midfield with him. Number 11, Ryan Blackburn. Number 2, Peter Fouché. Number 15, Quinton Drylick, along with number 16, Zach Reitenauer. Number 18, Mike Cotlier, also starting. And rounding off the starting 11 is Santiago Bartolome. So we got a exciting night here and a beautiful night for men's soccer here at Stewart Field. I'm glad we're with us here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Ryan Fahey, Josh Fowler, and Chris Hamilton with you. It'll be the Redhawks going left to right here in the first 45, and they're in the black jerseys, red trim, white numbers. And your Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks in the red jersey with black and white trim along with the white numbers. They're the home red, and the Redhawks of Ripon in the road black, and we are underway. 45 minutes per each half. And obviously the way to get goals is to put the ball in the back of the net. There's some analysis for you.
Keen, Fahey.
Absolutely, there you go. As taking this one up now and having this one in the defensive half on the quick turnover here is going to be Sampson. Sampson along the near side, or excuse me, Noah Griffin along the left side of the goalie box inside the 18-yarder. He put it in and brought some pressure into the back line, but it'll be a goal kick for Ripon and their goalie in Jimmy Amadio. So he'll have the goal kick from the edge of the 6-yard box to boot it left to right. As we're just underway here at Stewart Field, no score. Yeah, Ripon College 2-2 overall, and while Illinois Tech's 0-4, as a quick header there came off the head of number 19, Santiago Bartolome. Now along the far left side for Ripon College, it'll be played up forward there as A quick turnover there. Now along the right side, here comes Illinois Tech off the turnover. It'll be Al-Harani along the far side. Looks to center it with the pass to Fouché. Shot in and a diving save made by Amadio. Some good pressure here by the forwards and midfielders getting pressure in the back line of Ripon College so far as we're not even 2 minutes in.
I was just going to say, Fahey, they've already pressured twice there on Ripon. IIT has good pressure. Got to keep that up.
So as we go back the other way now, back into the defensive half of Illinois Tech, it'll play to the near side out of play, and it'll be a throw-in for the Scarred Hawks. It'll be a quick throw-in for Liam Sampson. Sampson, the 5'8 junior from Wheaton, Illinois, product of Glenbard South High School. As at midfield, here come the Scarred Hawks with a Zach Reitenauer. He'll be playing it forward as he goes up ahead to Bartolome. Bartolome now goes to his right with it, and he's going to be in a one-on-one battle there with Schultz. Schultz gets the quick tackle and the turnover there. Nice play defensively by Schultz to get that one back for his team. Now it's Sampson along the far side. Plays it up forward there as he looks for Cazales. Cazales now along the left side. Plays it up towards midfield where he's going to find there in number nine in Emenike Ume. As Logan Wright has it along his left side and a quick boot there from Liam Sampson on defense. It'll be played up towards midfield there for Nori Honda. Nori Honda up forward now in the defensive half. It's going to go ahead of Bartolome. A little give-and-go action looking for Noah Griffin there, but this one will be played out for a throw-in as that was the only defensive play there that the Redhawks could make. Quick throw-in for Illinois Tech. Griffin along the near side. Griffin looks to center it back, and he does, as over there he will find Reitenauer. Reitenauer to his right, and he goes ahead and looks for Al-Harani. Al-Harani along the right side. Thought about centering it in towards the box, but couldn't. As from about 25 out, this one goes for Reitenauer, and there, and the offsides flag comes up. It will not be a goal. We will remain scoreless.
Keeping that pressure on, IIT keeping it on, ripping. One's going to go sometime. Griffith really showing a lot of tenacity out there for the Scarlet Hawks.
Good goal kick and left to right here for Ripon College. And a couple headers back and forth now as it was Cameron Green on that recent header. Now at midfield with this one, it is number 16. And Zach right now momentarily for the Scarlet Hawks who go to their back line to keep the possession. Now up forward, it's Bartolome. Bartolome looks to center it over to his right for right now, but he has that one taken away at midfield. Now up ahead is Ume. Ume to his right as he's going to find Schultz. Schultz backpedals and gets it over to Carlson. Carlson up forward, who gets it to Paul Carls, the conference player of the week. The sophomore getting it done after they came back for a rally of a 3-2 victory against Canelin College in their last match. Now up to the right side it goes now as it's going to find number 10 and Paul Carls once again. As a play along midfield to the near side, up along the right side, now towards the sideline, and this one will finally stay in play. And now back in midfield, here come the Scarlet Hawks with it. It'll be Al-Harani with it. He goes to his right with it. As more pressure now comes up at midfield, and more Scarlet Hawks up forward. Now it's Griffin trying to get through a couple defenders, can't, but gets some support from behind there from Cotlier, but he doesn't have enough time on it to try to make something happen. Now quickly up the field, left to right, there was Ripon College, and they get a turnover here. I was running up with this one as Grewalski. Grewalski there has a quick takeaway there, and here comes Illinois Tech the other way as Peter Fouché had it there for a moment. Now along the right side, here comes Illinois Tech past midfield. Up ahead is Bartolome, who is going to settle it down and center it back towards the midfield circle as he finds it there over to Reitenauer. Reitenauer now to the left side, to the near side for Sampson. Sampson calls for it ahead, and he's going to look ahead for it, and charging in for that one there was Fouché, but coming out to make the save was Jimmy Amadio, the 6'2 sophomore, and it'll be settled down by Ripon College.
That was
on that attempt there, on that shot was Reitenauer just a moment ago. But a nice attempt into the box nevertheless there from Illinois Tech as they are keeping the pressure on as we're just about only 5 minutes into the first half here, still no score. Glad you could join us here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network, all audio broadcast help powered by the Illinois Media School, where media careers begin. I'm Ryan Fay, and to my left, Josh Filo and Chris Hamilton with you here tonight here on a beautiful night at Stewart Field, the home of Illinois Tech. As up along the right side now, it's Ripon College left to right. Grewalski into the near right corner, centers it back, and the left boot there, right into the bird basket there of Manolis for the save.
Only the first shot attempt there for Ripon College. First time it's actually been on there on the Scarlet Hawks side of the field. Good pressure there by IIT.
And what a boot goal kick right to left there. Gets it past the field, and chasing this one is Noah Griffin along the left side. He avoids the handball, gets it through the defender nicely, through the legs. Griffin along the left side, playing along the back line there, and a boot, just a clear there out of the 18-yarder for Ripon College. It'll be a throw, and they'll settle for from Illinois Tech. Now it's Sampson, near side. Thought about going into the box for a second. Now he will, and that one way to his right out of play behind the back line. Goal kick for the Red Hawks of Ripon College. So it'll be a goal kick now for Madea, the 6'2 sophomore from Orland Park, Illinois, product of Carl Sandburg High School, the southern suburbs of the Chicago area. So Madea now will have this kick on the edge of the 6-yard box on the far side, left to right. And here he goes with it. Wind, a little bit of a lake breeze out of the northeast direction here at Stewart Field. Not much, though, to complain about. Temperatures are gorgeous. No humidity in the air. Beautiful night for soccer once again at Stewart Field. As that play went out of bounds along the far side, it'll be a Scarlet Hawk throw-in now as they now get into the defensive half of the Red Hawks. Got to be careful. Scarlet Hawks, Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we don't mix that up here tonight. As up and along now to the left side was Honda. A little give-and-go action. He's going to get it right back there off the feet from Reinauer. Honda along the left side in a one-on-one battle. Tries to go towards the back line. And a quick, aggressive play out. Centering in there. Oh, and the attempt there off the boot. The right foot of Zach Reinauer just goes over the bar and out of play. Another goal kick for Ripon College. But great pressure inside the box so far from the Scarlet Hawks as we have just under 38 minutes to go in the first half.
That's been the theme so far there, Fahey. Just pressure, pressure, pressure by the Scarlet Hawks.
That goes back to your, as you did it for the last athletic season, hashtag fear the hawk.
Hashtag fear the hawk, y'all.
Did you ever get your hat yet?
I didn't get a hat. Oh. This is like my seventh game at least.
I'll have to talk to Luke about that later on when we get
swag
off the air.
My punch card is full.
That'll be a story for another time, though, as here comes Ripon College now into the defensive half of Illinois Tech along the near side. Sampson battling off there the body of Grant Grewalski, nicely done defensively by Sampson. Off the right to left boot, it comes back towards midfield. It'll be settled down by Illinois Tech for just a moment. And going to his back line on that pass there for Ripon College is Corey Beecher. Now on the left side defensively is Max Mendola. Mendola now has it taken away at midfield. Now Reitnauer comes up along the right side. He plays it up ahead for Griffin. It's a 2-on-2. Griffin to his right, into the box, shot attempt, and that one too far to left, but the offsides flag had come up.
Well, that was tough. There was a 2-on-1. Got too excited, Fahey. Got too excited.
So it'll be a reset on the edge of the 18 for Ripon College. They played along their left side now for Max Mendola. Mendola now has it back. Goes back now to Rex Schultz. Keeps it along the far side, but he lost it there off the misplay. Be a Scarlet Hawk throwing in good position. 36-32 to go and counting here in this first half. Still no score between the Red Hawks and your Scarlet Hawks. Two different kinds of Hawks on the field today, and this one, that one went out behind the back line out of play as Illinois Tech had possession of it. So it'll be yet another goal kick for Ripon College and Jimmy Amadio.
Almost makes it a nice tongue twister for broadcasting, doesn't it, there?
It almost does, Chris.
Hawks,
yeah.
And Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Red Hawks, Scarlet Hawks.
Keeps it interesting for all of us.
It does. Keeps us on our toes for sure.
Amadio
with a little bit of a pooch there. He didn't really get a lot on it. Almost a big turnover that could have been disastrous. But in the end, a clear out along the far side. It'll be a Scarlet Hawk throwing on the far side of the field. Throwing this one in will be number 8 in Mazin Al-Harani. Al-Harani with the throw in there as he got it over to Fouché. Fouché now backs it up along the right side. Got that one over there. And the pass into the box was looking for Honda. Honda didn't have much to do with it. But coming out for the save there was Amadio. And he'll settle things down and let traffic clear.
Found the Scarlet Hawks. I don't have my back turned on this kicker. He doesn't have a very strong leg there, though. That one gets
well, Robbie Gold is looking for services still, so you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe as a kicking coach,
maybe,
so to speak. It can translate to soccer.
Sure.
As a throw-in now for the Red Hawks along the midfield line, along the far side. As, again, quickly, Illinois Tech pouncing right on the ball, getting good pressure. When the ball comes to a black jersey, there's a bunch of red jerseys that come to it right away, just like it right there. It's Reitnauer. Reitnauer to Honda at midfield. Centers it back, and he looks now to his left as he's going to get this one over to Noah Griffin, who's going to back it up towards midfield. Now it's Reitnauer at it once again at the defensive half. Reitnauer to his left, and he wants to play it forward, but he goes to his left to Sampson. That deflects off of a Red Hawk, another throw-in for the Scarlet Hawks. Throw-in to Griffin. Noah Griffin now wants to play it ahead for Sampson, but a little light on that pass was Griffin. Good effort nonetheless. Now up ahead, and centering this one ahead there for the Red Hawks was Ume. And now up along the left side into the box. Pass centering there, and that one just squeaks wide. of Manolis there. A goal kick approaching for the Scarlet Hawks. So a little scare there as the defense and back line was really kind of caught on their heels there and kind of really had to backpedal and didn't have the much manpower into the box.
Paul Carl's on the attempt there for Rippon. 3-on-1. Gave it his best shot. Couldn't come up with anything.
So it'll be Manolis now with the goal kick left to, or excuse me, right to left. The left boot goes towards midfield. And the quick header up ahead looking for Noah Griffin. He had it for a second. Glanced off his chest there for a second, but it'll be the Redhawks having it along the far side. Up at midfield, turning around with this one there is Paul Carls, the reigning conference player of the week. As a quick turnover this, Redhawks played up along their right side. And a quick boot there, trying to center it back there with the Redhawks, but they have it back on their left side. Offensively, that being for Rippon College. And this one will play along the white sideline out of play. Another Illinois Tech throw-in. Still no score. About 33 minutes to go here in this first half. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday night for men's soccer here in Illinois Tech. Now it's Honda. Honda plays it to his right for Griffin, but it's going to come centering right back there. Bartolome has room in front. The shot in, and it hits off the near post. Hit off the near post, and a man down in the box. That's Noah Griffin. He's slow to get up. He appears to be okay. He's going to rub it off. Noah Griffith, a 5'10 forward from Waubonsie Valley, shaking off some cobwebs there, but he's going to stand, and he's okay. A lot of quick action in the box when Illinois Tech can get it into the defensive third. Now up ahead, quickly going the other way, but a good cancel-out defensive play there by Drylick. Drylick now will have that one go to Bartolome, left side, centering over now to Griffin. Noah Griffin up ahead forward. It goes now to the left side and having it for a moment and having to settle it down. And it'll come right back to Griffin, who goes for the back heel kick, deflects around, stays to the near side, and trying to corral this one is number 22 in Grant Kowalski, and he plays it out for a throw-in as that one hit off of Honda. Throwing along the near side for the Redhawks. That one hits off of Honda again, and it'll be another Rippon College throw-in. Quick throw-in now from Zach Carlson upcoming, left to right. Carlson with the throw-in. And this one will come right towards the near side at midfield. And playing this one with a header to himself. And this one will go along the right side. And keeping this one in play is Paul Carls. Paul Carls centering pass in. And that one deflected for just a moment. Stays within the possession of the Redhawks. They play it now to the opposite side of the field. It's Logan Wright. Near side pass attempt. As they tried to center it, they're trying to get something on the edge of the 18. They don't, though. And now up ahead forward. Here come the Scarlet Hawks once again along the left side. Here comes Nori Honda. Honda in a one-on-one battle on the left side. Nori Honda using his quick speed and agility. Along the left side, he settles it back down. Pass up ahead and forward. It goes over now to Bartolome. Look to go back to Honda, but he did not get it to him cleanly as black jerseys surrounded it. But right there to pick up the damages right now along the left side. Cross into the box, near side, and this one deflected on the edge of the 18. And this one coming up to play it is Sampson. Sampson with the pass up ahead, a little too much underneath that one. And making the save is Jimmy Amadio as we now have about just under 31 minutes to go in this first half. Still no score.
Pressure, pressure, pressure. That's been the theme all this first half, Fahey. Just by the Scarlet Hawks, just keeping the pedal to the metal.
That's Josh Philo, Chris Hamilton over there on the board as well. I'm Ryan Fahey with you here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Usually a lot of these broadcasts, they've been saying Ryan Fahey on the board, but not tonight.
Well, we're lying. Or maybe I'm you for Halloween, just early.
Well, that is a scary outfit if you're going to ever pull that off.
Well, they can't see you, only I can.
Oh, that's very true. Along the right side now, Scarlet Hawks dribbler into the box. It's going to settle down there for just a moment there for Fouché. Didn't get it cleanly. He wanted to get to his right boot but couldn't. And a long shot in. Oh, and it hits off the near post. That one from just about 27 yards out.
With a nice diving attempt there, too, to try and catch it.
Nice attempt
there.
Yeah. Amadeo just light out for that one, and that one hits off the near post for the second time tonight for the Scarlet Hawks off of a shot attempt.
Scarlet Hawks are just banging on the door.
Amadeo now, is this one, I believe it might have hit off of a Scarlet Hawk there for just a moment. I didn't see it clearly, but either way, here come the Red Hawks now along their left side. They play it up ahead past midfield, but it goes too far to the left and out of play, and this one almost goes to the parking lot. That'll be a quick throw-in as we get a new ball in for the Scarlet Hawks. Scarlet Hawks now will play it back to their back line along the left side. Now it comes to Sampson. Sampson, the 5'8 defender from Glenbard South, local product from Wheaton, Illinois, in his third year here at Illinois Tech. plays it up forward towards midfield. And it'll be settled down by Reitenauer once again. Reitenauer now will play it back as he's going to over there find number 11, Ryan Blackburn. Now Griffin at midfield. Noah Griffith plays it up forward for Reitenauer, but a hot pass there will come back to the back line of Illinois Tech. And now along the right side, pass up ahead. Trying to stay on sides was Honda. Now one deflects off of his left shoulder, and it'll be played ahead there for Amadeo to make the save. Amadeo getting a lot of work here early on in this first half, and he's had the post bail him out a few times here tonight. So up at midfield off the goal kick, Illinois Tech settles it down once again. Sampson with it. Sampson up ahead for Noah Griffin, left side. Up ahead, pass into the air, and this one kept alive on the feet there of Bartolome, playing it there with Honda right next to him. Wind starting to pick up here just a little bit now at Stewart Field. Breeze coming out of the northeast direction. It's the winds and whirls of Lake Michigan, not far from here. As this one now will be played back to Sampson on the back line left side, and it'll come right to midfield there. We're keeping possession as Beecher for the Red Hawks, who backs up now to the back line, and now when a hot pass to the left side off the feet there of Logan Wright goes out of play, it'll be an Illinois Tech throw-in. And Illinois Tech will reset, and they'll go back to their goalie in Manalis, 6'2", the 6-foot sophomore from Orland Park, Illinois. In goal tonight starting for the Scarlet Hawks. 27 minutes and 30 seconds and counting to go here in this first half. Still no score between the Red Hawks and Scarlet Hawks. Red Hawks wanted a handball call, not going to get it. As right to left now, here come the Scarlet Hawks the other way. Peter Fouché along the left side, finds it to Honda. Honda is going to go to his left, gets inside the box, settles it down for a moment, goes back to his left foot, and a shot in and a diving save made by Amadeo.
Relentless. That Honda's got a motor, man. No pun intended. Well, I guess pun intended. I'm going to say it. I will say it.
So it'll be another
speedster.
So a kick now on the edge of the 18, left to right, goes past midfield in the air, and this one will land to the defense there of Illinois Tech. They play it up forward now as they find it to Reitenauer. Reitenauer up ahead now. Noah Griffin has it. Griffin had it for a moment, and that trying to handle the hot pass there he was, but his teammates will pick up the damage. Griffin now right side, little give and go action. It is, it finds their Cotlier. Cotlier, oh, just taken down outside the box. No call. We play out. Griffin with a shot in, and another save made by Amadeo.
Yeah, he's getting his work in tonight. Absolutely, I've been really busy down here on this side of the, on this side of the field.
And the thing is, with Illinois Tech, all these shots that they have been producing, you said it coming into tonight, they've had 35 shots within the first four matches that they had. They've only tallied in three goals, but they have really thrown a lot of shots into the net. And these have been quality chances here in this first half.
Yeah, absolutely, they're very quality shots. A couple of them, you know, hit the bar. They're an inch to the right. They were in. So yeah, they've got to keep this pressure on, and one of them's going to go for the Scarlet Hawks.
Griffin plays it up forward now along the right side as he was looking there for the attempt for Fouché. And a quick turnaround. Griffin inside the box, stays onside. Griffin in the box, goes to his left, and another save by Amadeo, point blank.
Wow.
My goodness.
Griffith can't believe it. Cannot believe it.
And Illinois Tech's very own Luke Stanza conducted an interview with Noah Griffin, which you will hear at halftime here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. You get to hear Noah's thoughts on this team's upcoming games for the 2016 season and his future career goals as well. That'll be all coming up at halftime.
Can't wait.
Luke did another great interview for the Tech Hawk Thursday interviews of the week, and it's on the Scarlet Hawk, or the Illinois Tech, I should say, YouTube channel, so if you want to go search for that, you are more than welcome to do so. A lot of great content already on there, more great content posted later on as well throughout the coming weeks and months. As fall season is underway, here for the athletics of Illinois Tech. Sampson along the left side now. And in the defensive half, he backpedals and centers it over to Reitenauer. Reitenauer right side now as he gets this one over to Al-Harani. Al-Harani now backs that one off. He's going to let that one go there for Cotlier. Cotlier up forward with it as that pass attempt was going back to Al-Harani, but it goes out of play. Deflects off of a Red Hawks. Scarlet Hawks with the throw-in. As Bartolome centers it back. Noah Griffin on the edge of the 18, and it deflects off of Noah, I believe, and that's why we have the goal kick upcoming, and we have a substitution now, as coming into the game is Devin Hoagland, the 5'9 freshman from Davenport, Iowa, as coming in, or I should say coming out to take a quick seat is Emenike Ume. So Hoagland in, and Ume out. That's the only change we have so far. As playing this one is Beecher. Back pedals it to the back line for Zach Carlson. Carlson, ooh, almost had a turnover by Honda. But it goes out of play, and it will be a Red Hawk throw-in as that one was deflected off of Honda. Carlson with the throw-in. As this one now goes ahead for Honda on the turnover. Honda will go to his right with it, looks to center it off. He can't find any red jerseys, though. Instead, he finds all black. Up forward this one. Oh, that pass a little hot there. As looking for that attempt was Hoagland. As he went ahead, they're trying to find Cameron Green. Guardhawks now have it back. They play it along the far side. As Al-Harani has it at midfield. Goes ahead now into the defensive half. It finds number 12 in Peter Fouché. And Samson wanted for it on the left side but didn't get it. Now up forward once again. And Scarlet Hawk with a quick turnover once again. Griffin has it now. Back to the defensive half of Ripon we go. Play deflects and letting that one go is Fouché. And it's a Scarlet Hawk throwing along the near side as we now have 23 minutes to go here in this first half.
We've been saying it all game, Fahey. The pressure by the Scarlet Hawks is just will not let up. See if they can keep it going for the rest of this half.
It
put one in the net.
It's starting to look a little one-sided from this side of things.
A little bit.
Spending a lot of time down on the other defense, but they can't seem to get one past.
That's the thing. You gotta try and get one in, but not yet. But you can't get one in unless you try. So you gotta keep trying. Gotta keep trying.
And they are not letting up, not for a bit.
That's Chris Hamilton, Josh Philo. I'm Ryan Fahey with you here on the Scarlet Hawk broadcast. Now we're on a beautiful Wednesday night for men's soccer here at Stewart Field. Glad you could join us. All these audio broadcasts powered by the Illinois Media School where media careers begin. And if you ever thought about career media, go to beonair.com. As this one off the foul there against Illinois Tech, it'll be a reset boot left to right from the Red Hawks of Ripon College. As left to right it goes, played at midfield, and chasing it down along the far side there was Al-Harani. Al-Harani now along the right side finds it to Noah Griffin, number 5. Little give-and-go action back to Al-Harani. Can he keep it in play? Yes, he does. Centering pass into the box there. As trying to look to his left for a pass was Bartolome, but no red jerseys were to be found. And a deflection. Noy with the turnover. Shot in, and he just puts it too far to his right and out of play. Honda with a great opportunity, point blank, but he just pooched it too far to the right.
Just a bit outside.
Tried the corner and missed.
Bob Uecker, ladies and gentlemen. That's Chris Hamilton.
Yeah, Nori knew he really missed a gimme right there. He walked down. Head was down. Oof, that was a close one. Get the next one.
So off the reset there towards the midfield circle, Red Hawks have it in possession. But again, all the red jerseys surrounding the ball when it comes to a black jersey possession. And a takedown there would appear off of Blackburn. So a set piece coming up here now for the Red Hawks is we have 21 minutes to go now in this first half.
Ball's on the Scarlet Hawks side of the field now for seems like the first time all night, maybe the second time all night.
Man, it really hasn't feel like the Red Hawks haven't had much possession time as this one gets into the box, scoots around for a moment, and booting that one out of play along the far side there was Quinton Dreilich.
Got to keep this pressure on if you're the Scarlet Hawks. Have confidence.
And a pass. Oh, they were trying to catch the goalie in Manolis and trying to get him off of his line there, but he backs up enough and he makes the high save with his gloves and he boots it now right to left past midfield.
Score still 0-0 and definitely not due to anybody's lack of effort because IIT is pushing hard.
Up along now the right side and a good block off there from Sampson to stop that one-on-one battle. As he was up against Devin Hoagland there. And up along the left side, now here come the Scarlet Hawks past midfield in the defensive half. Up with this one now is Bartolome. Bartolome goes to his right, finds Reitenauer. Now he's going to go back to the left side. I think he was looking for Honda there, but Honda didn't move forward, as I believe he was looking to see if he was going to stay onside, so that's why he didn't make much movement on that play attempt. As up with this is Carlson now along the near side. Carlson up ahead. And he's going to find that to the boot of Green. Cameron Green now switches to the opposite side of the field, but a good header there from Al-Harani as this one picking up the pieces there for the Red Hawks is Hoagland once again. But he's going to lose that to Reitenauer for a second. Now Al-Harani along the far side. Al-Harani keeping it in play at midfield. Al-Harani on the right side. Taken down on the play. Whistle goes. And a reset coming up for Illinois Tech at midfield.
Once again, the Scarlet Hawks bearing down on the Red Hawks. Playing a lot of defense tonight, the Red Hawks are.
Noah Griffin now on the right side. Gets through a couple defenders. And that one deflects there off of Bartolome. And it'll be a Red Hawk throwing along the far side. Under 19 minutes to go here in this first half. Still no score between Ripon College and Illinois Tech on this beautiful Wednesday night here at Stewart Field.
It is a picturesque night. We got U.S. Cellular Field off to our right. There's a game tonight, so all the lights are shining bright. We got lights here.
And we'll see a full moon.
And I've talked about this before. This is one of the few venues that if you look to your north, you could see the loop of the city of Chicago. And if you look to your south, you can see U.S. Cellular Field, the home of the White Sox.
This is the perfect place.
It is, especially if you want to catch great scenery. You can see the colorful pinwheels of the cell out in the center field area from our vantage point. And you've got the great city of Chicago and the Willis Tower and its view. As Noah Griffin now plays it right to left, he's going to try to direct some traffic up ahead, and that pass a little hot there as he was looking for Fouché up ahead. And scooping that one up is Amadeo. Now up ahead off the left to right kick, and it's right now to make the takeaway. Now to the left side for Sampson at midfield. Sampson will backpedal this one as he gets this one over now to Dreilich. Dreilich up ahead for Noah Griffith. Noah Griffin now along the far side. He's going to get it up to Al Harani, and he's going to get the pass cleanly. Al Harani now on the edge of the 18. Centering pass in, and a score! Off the deflection, it is 1-0 Scarlet Hawks.
Amadeo lost control of it and just got right past him.
So off of a nice set opportunity on the edge of the 18 on the far side, it gives Illinois Tech the 1-0 lead here with 17:24 to go. So Bartolome will get credit for the goal off of the deflection. And Al Harani will get the assist.
Coming in for the Scarlet Hawks, number 14, Brandon Borte-Doku, and number 10, Diego Gutierrez.
So Gutierrez off, and quickly making an impact is Doku on along the left side. Gets it back to Noah Griffin. Not long he will go to the left side with it as Illinois Tech has the 1-0 lead up ahead. Shot in! Oh, and that one just too far to the right again off the boot of Gutierrez.
Just skimming the pole on the right side.
I think Amadeo got a finger on that.
I believe that's the second or third time we have seen some shots, though, go to the right.
Yeah.
And that being the left of Amadeo. So it could be, if you look at it from that aspect, this could be about a 4-0 first half. If you look at it in that aspect, and especially with the time of possession that Illinois Tech has really created here so far in this first half. Pass up ahead now. Ooh, they were looking there to the left side for Doku. And Sampson trying to battle their one-on-one past midfield. Now up ahead, now along the left side. Here come the Red Hawks with trying to make something here. Up with this one is Carls. Paul Carls along the left side. Carls running out of room, tries to get through a couple defenders, and booting that one along the right side. And up ahead there was number 16 in Zach Reitnauer. Reitnauer up ahead. He's going to find this one to Diego. Now Diego past midfield. He's going to center it back over now to Doku. Doku now to his right finds Reitnauer. Pass deflected, and Doku coming back for it, but he loses out on the foot race. Is now playing this. Red Hawks now on the left side. It's Mendiola. Is now back in midfield. They played up along the right side. Now chasing this one down is Sampson, and coming out to play this one outside of the box, and almost. That could have been bad there. As Manolis had to scoop that one up. That one almost went out to the back line. Would have been a corner kick for the Red Hawks, but he keeps in play and he settles it down as this kick goes right to left. Now it's Doku. Back to Gutierrez once again. Up forward with this one out of Bartolome, the lone goal scorer so far. Oh, and the pass up ahead there. They were looking for Noah Griffin, but that one gets out of his reach, and coming out to save that one is Amadeo.
Again, we're back on the Red Hawks side. but keeping the pressure on.
Amadeo with the boot left to right.
Ooh.
And a little push from behind there from Logan Wright, the 6'1 sophomore from Davenport, Iowa. And
not very like subtle, was it?
Not really, as looks like Al Harani is a little slow to get up. But a good sign of sportsmanship there from Paul Carls as he helped up Al Harani as a set piece comes up here past midfield for Illinois Tech. 15:36 and counting to go. Pass up in towards the near side of the box, but the header there denies it as this one now will be played to Mendiola. And settling this one back down is the back line of Illinois Tech as that one Ryan Blackburn. Blackburn playing the right back for Illinois Tech. As he has it at midfield. He had a lot of room in front of him. Thought about trying to boot it ahead. This one will go ahead, and they're looking for Doku outside, and this one swallowed up there by Amadeo, who plays it up quickly along his right side. Little give-and-go action, intercepted by Sampson for a moment to flex back, and it's right now we're at midfield near with it as he goes back to the right with it and selling this one down. Was that one, and they try to go back to Al Harani, but a misplay there as Cameron Green has along his left side. Cameron Green to his left, shot in, and they were looking for a deflection in front. Would have been a wide-open shot opportunity as this one goes out of play, and a goal kick for the Scarlet Hawks.
Oof. That was a little miscue there by the Red Hawks. Yeah, they had a wide-open net. Scarlet Hawks got away with that one.
And again, not a lot of defenders back in the box. That's the second time we've kind of seen that where we haven't seen much back help on the side of the Scarlet Hawks defensively. And it's kind of led to two chances where for Ripon College, it could have proven well for them, but it seems like luck wasn't on their side. That pass was pretty much right on it, but just milliseconds off on the connection. As this one up ahead, it's going to find Doku for a second, and sliding out ahead and forward is Amadeo to make the save. A lot of action offensively here for the Scarlet Hawks tonight.
Yeah, they have eight shots on goal.
As this one deflects, look out to the Scarlet Hawk bench.
Good hands.
Didn't see who caught that, but good hands, yes, as you mentioned, nevertheless. As this thrown right to left, right in front of the Scarlet Hawk bench, goes back into the defensive half now of Ripon College. Up ahead, Noah Griffin had it for a moment, but it's going to be deflected back to Doku along the left side. He plays it up forward, now for Noah Griffin, but he loses possession on that one, and Ripon College has it along the near side. Up ahead now is Grawalski, and out of play this goes, and it'll be a substitution coming out as... Well, my apologies, not a substitution, it's a reset on the foul. As Sampson now has it, plays it to Doku to his left. Doku up ahead, past midfield, looking ahead there for Gutierrez. Diego Gutierrez now up along the left side, gets it back now to Bartolome, the lone goal scorer so far tonight. Oh, and they were looking ahead for Doku there, but a good deflection and an interception from Nick Tillman. And playing it with his knees there up ahead was Quinton Dreilich, but he couldn't do much with it up forward as he was looking for help, but he couldn't find any as this one goes back to Amadeo.
Constant pressure by these Scarlet Hawks, Ryan. I'm amazed out just how much the ball is staying on the left side of the field tonight so far.
As this one up ahead now, past midfield finds Diego. Gutierrez now plays it over now to right now our left side, finds Doku, give and go to Sampson. Sampson along the left side, dribbler into the box, looks for Gutierrez, turns around, oh, and he couldn't find any shot attempt to go with as he was trying to find Griffin, and he lost it too. But playing this one and picking up the damage from behind is Cotlier. Cotlier now will set this one down to Reitenauer, who goes to Gutierrez, and now to Al Harani along the right side. Al Harani, who's got the assist tonight off that lone goal. Al Harani backs it off. And centering pass, looking for Griffin there, couldn't find him. Al Harani with a couple nice moves as he centers it back as he finds Reitenauer. Reitenauer to left side now for Sampson. Sampson, a dribbler up ahead, finds Noah Griffin. Noah Griffin has to go to his right, finds Gutierrez again. Back ahead, Griffin. Up ahead, looking for Doku, and he had it for a moment, and we will have our first corner kick of the evening, and it goes to the Scarlet Hawks. As we will have a substitution now for both sides, as into the game is Gary Sexton for the Red Hawks, And taking a seat for them will be Grant Gowalski. And into the game for the Scarlet Hawks will be number 3 and Mike Poshedley. As taking a seat for the Scarlet Hawks will be number 19, Santiago Bartolome. As the corner in from the near left corner will come back to the outside of the 18, but the shot attempt there trying to clean that one up by Dreilich goes way to his right and out to the back line out of play. It'll be a goal kick for the Red Hawks.
So it's both teams starting to get maybe slowed down a little bit, trying to figure out what they're going to do next here. Pressure is kind of lived off a little bit by the Scarlet Hawks. The Red Hawks trying to make something happen here.
So we have just about 10 minutes to go here in this first half. 1-0 Illinois Tech. As this one goes out of play to the far side where the bleachers are out of play. And it'll be Al-Harani with the throw-in. So Al-Harani now will have this one go back in their own defensive half. As now it's played forward up ahead as they look there for Poshedley. Poshedley now right now. Up ahead, forward. Here come the Scarlet Hawks right to left. Griffin with it. Oh, he was looking there for Cotlier, but he didn't get it to him. And now it comes back to Noah, who for a second lost it, but he'll get it back and settle it down. Right now, right side for Al-Harani. Al-Harani trying to say, hey, go forward with it. He tells him to. Header in, and this one just too far to the left and out of play. And it'll be a goal kick for Amadeo as we have another sub now. As into the game now will be number 5, Idris Iatone. Iatone will come in as Noah Griffin's going to get some rest. Iatone, the 6'2 senior from Nigeria, now into the match. As Amadeo with a little bit of a pooch there. He didn't get it cleanly as Doku will come up with it for a second, but a good takeaway there from Zach Carlson. Carlson plays it up ahead, left to right, but chasing this one down is Sampson. Sampson along the near side. Sampson now boots it right to left, and look out to the Red Hawk bench. Goes out of play. It'll be a Red Hawk throw-in. We have 8:34 to go in this first half. Another sub now as number 11, Carson Teske, comes in for Ripon College. As coming out will be number 7, Logan Wright. So Wright will come off and get some rest. As a throw-in now left to right from Carlson. As this one along the near side now right in front of us. It'll go back to Sampson. Sampson now. It'll go to Reitenauer. At midfield, plays it up ahead. As he found it there to Iatone. Now Al-Harani at midfield. Al-Harani plays it forward. Al-Harani now back to Iatone. As Reitenauer tries to chase it down along the near side. He does. Trying to keep this one in play. And doing so is Sampson. Sampson up ahead there. Finds Doku. Back to Reitenauer. Reitenauer settles it down at midfield. Now plays it up to the far side. As he will find over there Gutierrez. And here is Gutierrez. Up ahead to Iatone. Now, Poshedley, that one way over the crossbar out of play. Another goal kick coming up here for Amadeo. Another substitution now as into the game for the Scarlet Hawks is Uluwashan Ugunsanye.
Good job, Fahey.
Been
waiting all game for that.
Yeah, Uluwashan Ugunsanye, the 6'1 freshman from Naperville, Illinois, product of Naperville North High School. So he checks into the game. As Poshedley now along the left side. He's going to dribble around, get on the edge of the 18 along the left side. Poshedley cross in, centering it back there as he was looking for Iatone. As it's right now to settle things down. He goes back down to the far side as he'll get that one over to Cotlier. Cotlier on the right side. Into the box. That went too far to the right and high out of play. Another goal kick coming for the Red Hawks with 6:42 and counting to go in the first half. So Amadeo will tell everybody to go downfield. And taking this kick will be Nick Tillman. Nick Tillman, the 6'2 senior from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm sure he's loving the Packers being the top of the NFC North at 1-0 so far. And they'll probably stay there because, well, it's the NFC North. Anyway, Sampson now centering pass in with that one over the head there of Idris Iatone. And this one actually came back in, and a little miscommunication on the back line for a second as the Redhawks booted to the left side. Out of play it goes. And Zach Hershaw, the head coach for the Redhawks, not too pleased about that one. As it'll be a throw-in now for Illinois Tech as we have under 6 minutes to go here in this first half.
The pressures feel like it's kind of slowed down a little bit here, kind of relieved off a little bit the Scarlet Hawks on the Redhawks. Still staying on the Redhawks side of the field. Redhawks can't figure out a way to get down into the Scarlet Hawks crease.
So now with this throw and now along the far side is Cotlier. As we had that miscue there on the defense of Ripon College. Now it's Iatoni on the edge of the 18, far side. Up with this one there is Pashendley, but this one will come back towards midfield for the Redhawks. They haven't had much offense here tonight, that being the Redhawks. Now they come left to right with it past midfield. Paul Carls, the reigning conference player of the week, bodied off there by Dreilich. Nicely done there defensively as Gutierrez now back right to left. Here we go. On the right side now, chasing this one down, is Uluwashan Uganwanze. As up along the right side with this one, Ugansanye again into the box for a second. Now when deflects back, it goes out of play, and we will have another corner kick. Corner kick number two of the evening, and it's the second one belonging to the Scarlet Hawks on the far left corner of the field. As taking this corner will be Brandon Borte-Doku. Doku to take it. Players line up in the box. Doku with the left boot in. It's a line drive. It deflects around for a moment. It'll be played to Bashedley. Keeps it in along the back line there. Hits off of a defender. Centering pass back, and that one just gets outside the 18. Now with this one, it's Reitenauer. And Reitenauer there looks ahead for Pashedley. Pashedley trying to keep it in as an aggressive play made by the goalie in Amadeo. It'll be a foul against Pashedley with the contact. So it'll be a reset here for Ripon College. We now have about 4 minutes to go in this first half. 1-0 Illinois Tech. Again, good pressure here offensively through this first 42 minutes of gameplay, Josh.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been the theme all game. I feel like a broken record. Just the pressure by the Scarlet Hawks is just relentless here in the first half. You wonder what Coach Hershaw's going to tell the Red Hawks at halftime. Like, guys, seriously, can we get the ball on their side of the field, please? Thanks.
Yeah, the one thing that worries me about that, though, guys, is that as they keep moving forward like this, their defense keeps creeping forward, too. They're leaving the back open quite a bit.
That's kind of more of an aggressive approach. You'll see as this one, it's Gutierrez on the edge of the 18, but he couldn't get a shot off. And then one comes in, and a diving jump there made by Amadeo. Got a deflection on it. If he didn't get that deflection, it's a goal. Another great save made by Jimmy Amadeo.
Shots off the fingertips.
Yeah, really just, yep. That was the second one. He just by a nose, he got a little bit of glove on it, deflected enough to get it, off the fence and not off the net.
Another corner kick once again for the Scarlet Hawks. Corner kick number three of the half. Under 3 minutes to go. 1-0 Illinois Tech. Gutierrez with the near left corner kick. It goes into the box and a jump save made by Amadeo. Nothing to it on that one for the goalie of the Red Hawks. Amadeo now with a big boot left to right past midfield. But no black jerseys around. Is a little bit of a miscue there by Dreilich. And coming up the other way with it was Paul Carls. Paul Carls, the reigning conference player of the week. Has it along the far side. Goes out of play. And it'll be a Red Hawk throw-in. 2:30 to go and counting. Throw-in for the Red Hawks. Up ahead there, it's Cameron Green. Green, who got a tally in their victory in their last match in the 3-2 rally against Canelan College. And now it'll be their first corner kick of the night, far right corner of the field. So here's an opportunity for Ripon College. Men stacked into the box. Cross comes in off the corner. Header there and a save. Beautiful save made by Anastasios Manolis.
Tasso comes through in the clutch for the Scarlet Hawks.
He really hasn't had to make much of those goal-saving saves here so far in this first half. As back the other way we go quickly, and it'll be Michael Pashedley as a player down for the Red Hawks. That is Nick Tillman. Slow to get up along the near side.
It looks like he might have twisted his legs up a little bit in that stop.
As he is trying to stretch out, maybe a cramp. Josh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Pashedley there, showing a sign of good sportsmanship.
Yeah, he's all right.
And it was accidental contact. As it looks like he'll stay in and be okay.
Looks like his shin got raked or something. I think.
I think a little tangled up when he got into the ball.
That is not a pleasant feeling.
So off the reset, it'll be the Red Hawks going left to right. It'll be played to the back line of the Scarlet Hawks in their own defensive half. 1:35 to go. Now at midfield, it's Gutierrez again. Gutierrez now right to left. Pass up ahead along the left side, but nobody home. As looked like he was trying to find Pochettley, but there was nothing doing on that one. So that one went past the back line out of play. Another goal kick for Amadeo. Approaching the one-minute mark here to left in this first half. 1-0 Scarlet Hawks. Again, coming up here at halftime, you will hear the Noah Griffin interview for the Tech Hawk Thursday interview of the week. As Illinois Tech's Luke Stanza conducted that interview.
1 minute remaining.
So 1 minute goes. 1-0 Scarlet Hawks here in this first half. As at midfield, it's right now with it along the right side. Centers it back to Gutierrez now, who plays it forward. Gutierrez up ahead with it, with a shot in, and a one-hopper save made by Amadeo. You mentioned it, Josh. They have 35 shots in their first four matches, despite their record being 0-4. It's no surprise that offensive juggernaut of shots and their offensive prowess is still carrying over into tonight.
Yeah, just like another example of, like, you know, the record doesn't necessarily reflect what type of team that the Scarlet Hawks are. I mean, they're definitely a competitive team. They put the pressure on, and just, you know, this, they've been unfortunate that things haven't gone their way in this earlier part of this season.
13 seconds to go and counting. You hear the 10-second countdown begin in a couple seconds. Or right now, I should say, if I can count. As this one deflects along the far side out of play. Countdown begins. Quick throw in. Last attempt here. Last ditch effort. This one won't be much on it. And the final seconds conclude of this first half.
Wow.
So after a lot of offensive shots and a lot of flurry coming out of the Scarlet Hawks side, they come to the half with a 1-0 lead over the Red Hawks of Ripon College. We will take our halftime break now, and coming up next, it'll be our Tech Hawk Thursday interview of the week, as our own Luke Stanza got to sit down with Noah Griffin of Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks. So we'll be right back. You can catch that here all on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Welcome here to the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks YouTube channel. I'm Luke Sandick here today for our Tech Hawk Thursday interview. And with us this week is men's soccer player junior Noah Griffith. Noah, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So semester just getting started and everything, classes getting underway. How is everything going for you so far this year?
I'm pretty good. This is my third year at IIT, so I think I finally kind of gotten the hang of managing soccer in school and being able to do homework and manage soccer at the same time.
So last year, really good year for you individually. You were USCAA honorable mention. So what are you doing this year to improve on your game?
One of the things this year that I really want to work on is being able to play with the team. One of the reasons last year why I got that award was because my team did such a good job building out of the back and playing through the midfield. Great balls to me that I could score. This year we have a really big freshman class, mm-hmm. and we got a lot of new guys on the team, and I want to make sure that the team kind of gels together and we start getting a feel for how each one of us plays. And I think one of the reasons why we're going to be so successful this year is we have people that can do that, and we have a lot of freshmen that are stepping up. Mm-hmm. Our bench is really strong this year. We have depth in our squad, and I think that's something that we lacked last year. And with this, I think we can go really far.
So you obviously probably played a ton of sports growing up, but soccer has obviously become your thing. So what was it about soccer that really sold you on the game, and why do you love it so much?
Well, I started playing when I was 5, and it was a Brazilian coach that really got me into it. He told me "O Jogo Bonito," which means the beautiful game of soccer. And with that, I kind of like got to express my creativity with soccer and being able to express myself more than other sports, mm-hmm. I thought. And I had a lot of friends that also played it too, which kind of helped me play through the years. And it's just something that kind of stuck with me, something that I really enjoyed and I loved going to.
Do you have any role models or people that you look up to, whether it be in soccer or outside of soccer, like family members or anything like that?
Yeah. Todd Bailey was one of my coaches. He's coached for about 8 years. He showed me that kind of about passion and hard work and how to achieve things I want. Growing up was trying to figure out how to manage soccer and win championships and manage school and find college and stuff. And he was a really good mentor with showing me that if I put in hard work into everything I do, mm-hmm. I can achieve what I want.
Do you have any pregame rituals? Are you one of those guys who has to do certain things? Or
yeah, you know, the team has a pretty good pregame ritual. We like to blast music in the locker room before games. This kind of sucks us up and gets us going for the game and gets everyone on the same page. As for me, I like to put tape around my shin guards. It's kind of weird, but I put two straps of electrical tape below the shin guard and then one strap of electrical tape above it. And that's just kind of something that's been stuck with me for a while.
Have you been doing that for a long time?
Yeah, I think I've been doing it since I was in middle school. I don't know why I do it, but it's just something that I've been doing for so long that it's just stuck with me.
Yeah, it's got to have, that's just, you got to have it coordinated a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Get the two straps on the bottom, one strap on top.
Last question for you, off with it after you leave IIT.
Yeah, so I'm studying mechanical engineering right now. I'm planning on graduating, not this year, but next year. I had an internship at Valdez Engineering, which is an oil and gas company. Mm-hmm. They work for BP and ExxonMobil. And with that, I did a lot of process engineering and P&IDs for piping structures. So I'm looking to keep working for them. I'm going to be having another internship next winter, actually, or this winter and next summer. So I'll be working for them some more and then kind of see where that goes. And hopefully I can get into that business after college.
There was Noah Griffith here for Tech Talk Thursday. I'm Luke Stanzik from Illinois Tech.